Merci. Merci, Madame Telou.
Thank you very much, Madame Telou, for your statement. Perhaps our speakers would like to respond to your contribution. In any case, I'd like to thank the UNECE team for the efforts made this meeting in terms of gender parity. I sent a photo to the teams that said I was the only man in it. So the balance is, or rather the imbalance is the other way around. And I'm sure that will be the case this afternoon as well. So I thank the teams for that. So coming back to the projects then, in general, there are criteria project by project, and we do have to include the gender dimension in all its forms. Of course, often we think about the importance that behind the water resource management, we do have access to water for populations. We know that women often have to take on the role of collecting water. And we need to really work on this and continue to seek to solve the issue related to that when it comes to water management. There's a real societal aspect of access to education, and it goes beyond just access to water. So would any speakers from this morning want to respond in terms of projects? Perhaps they want to speak about gender-related aspects of the projects they presented this morning. I'm not sure if our representative from the Sahara and the Sahel is online or perhaps can comment on that. Do we still have our colleague from the Danube Commission? You have the floor.
I'm really happy that I also speak French, because I don't know how it works with a translation.